Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about Curvy is Beautiful on Curvy Bride's Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program on TLC, and it's all about a couple of women in England who have set up a boutique,
mm-hmm.
especially designed for plus-size women when they're shopping for a wedding gown.
Right. It's not always easy to find the perfect dress, but it becomes even harder if you're larger than, say, you know, model-sized girls. A lot of girls that you see on TV or see at fashion shows, they're tiny. They're size zero in most cases, size two maybe. But these girls that we're talking about have curves or they're plus sizes. I know the sizes that they offer in the Curvy Bride's Boutique range from size 16 to size 40, which is wonderful for girls out there that, you know, don't weigh, 100 pounds and need some beautiful dresses to feel lovely and elegant and sexy the day they get married. So we're talking about this Curvy Bride's Boutique. It's owned by two good friends who found it hard to find something that fit them when they got married. So they started this Curvy Bride's Boutique, and they offer beautiful bridal gowns for women who are plus-sized.
Indeed, and hopefully they're starting a trend with beauty in general, because if you look at some of the old Renaissance paintings of women there, they were pretty fat and plump there. People liked a little bit of meat back in those days. Hopefully we can bring that back where being beefy can be pretty trendy. But in any case, nowadays, I guess we still kind of praise women who are as skinny as toothpicks, and we kind of make fun of those who are a little bit bigger than that. So if you're going to get married and you are having trouble finding a gown, then this wedding boutique in England might be the place for you. So let's continue talking about this. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
Sometimes Joe and Al come across a problem of a different sort. Every once in a while, a customer comes into the shop and her eyes immediately land on a dress. When bride-to-be Karen falls in love with a dress at first sight, she tries it on knowing it will be the only dress for her. The only issue is that the dress costs 1,200 British pounds. 200 British pounds over Karen's budget. The thought of having to try on another, cheaper dress brings Karen to tears. So Joe and Al convene in the shop's lobby for a short discussion. A few minutes later, Karen gets the good news. Joe and Al have decided to knock 205 British pounds off the dress, inspiring even more tears from Karen. Gratefully, Karen accepts their generous offer. On another episode, Joe and Al are doing a final fitting for Tracy, who's getting married in 4 weeks. Far from the traditional bride, Tracy has gone in a much different direction with her wedding dress. She wants to stand out on her wedding day, and she knows an ivory white dress just won't cut it. Tracy's brought her friend Tina along for the final fitting, so that she can get an honest opinion on her bold dress choice. All it takes is one glimpse of Tracy in her strapless, cherry red dress, and Tina knows there could be no other. It suits Tracy perfectly. 4 weeks later, Tracy's new husband, Malcolm, can't help but agree. From picky plus-size fiancés to last-minute emergencies, there are plenty more tales of romance, jitters, and wedding dress wonders to see on TLC's Curvy Bride's Boutique. Live the fairy tale for yourself this January.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about Curvy is Beautiful on Curvy Bride's Boutique. Okay, so again, this is a wedding boutique in England that specializes in providing wedding gowns for plus size gals or brides. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Joe and Al come across a problem. This is Joe and Al. They're the owners of this boutique. And sometimes they come across a problem. They experience a problem. They find a problem.
Run into it. Yeah.
Exactly. Of a different sort, of a different kind. In other words, they find a different kind of problem. They have other problems in trying to find dresses that people like and getting the right sizes, but this is a problem that they come across or a problem they have every once in a while.
Yeah, if you come across something, too, it wasn't planned. It just kind of happened. So this is sometimes a problem for them that they happen to come across or experience every once in a while. Just means sometimes, not too often, not every day, but it does happen every once in a while. I get up very early at 4 a.m. and go to the gym early. So every once in a while, they have a customer who comes into their shop, and the customer will immediately see a dress. Here they're describing it as her eyes immediately land on a dress. If your eyes land on something, it just means you see it and you kind of keep looking at it. It's something pretty extraordinary that you're looking at. Immediately just means all at once. So she walks into the store and the first thing she does is look at a particular dress and she keeps staring at it.
Right. Without delay, no pause at all. No. They walk right in and their eyes land on a dress. The dress catches their attention right away. And this happens every once in a while, maybe once every 20 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And when bride-to-be Karen falls in love with a dress at first sight, she tries it on, knowing it will be the only dress for her. So Karen walks into the boutique here. Karen, her name is spelled K-A-R-Y-N. Karen is usually spelled K-A-R-E-N.
Yeah, but this is a popular spelling of Karen in England.
Okay, fair enough. At least in America. We spell it with an E there. But in any case here, she walks into the boutique and she catches sight of something and it's love at first sight.
Yeah.
So she falls in love with this dress at first sight. So she tries it on and she knows, hey, this is the only wedding gown for me. It's the only dress for me. Nothing else will do.
That's tough. I've had this happen to me when you walk into a store and you're looking for a special gown and the first one you see is just perfect, you think, but it turns out to be way too expensive. And then all the other dresses just don't match up. They just aren't what you want. So you got to be careful to not fall in love too quickly with a dress before you've had a chance to get all the information. She falls in love with it at first sight. She tries it on, and she just knows this is the dress that we've been talking about. But the only issue here means problem, is that the dress costs 200 British pounds over Karen's budget. If you have a budget, you have already decided on an amount of money that you're going to spend buying a certain thing. Maybe you have a vacation budget and you've decided you're going to allow yourself to spend $2,000 on a vacation. Well, this particular dress is over Karen's budget. She had decided on a particular amount that she would allow herself to spend, and this dress is too expensive.
And I guess her budget was £1,000 because this price of £1,200 is £200 over her budget, the amount of money that she thought that she wanted to spend on this particular dress. You might go shopping for various things. You know, if I go shopping for a new guitar, for example, and I might tell the owner of the store, well, my budget is about, say, $10,000 or something like that. Well, you know, that's I got a guitar here that's except for, you know, $14,000, would you like that one? Maybe spend a little bit more.
$4,000 over budget, buddy.
Something like that. That would be over budget.
Yeah. So it costs more than she had planned on spending originally before she walked into the store and saw the perfect dress. So what happens? Well, the thought of having to try on another cheaper dress actually makes Karen cry, or as we say here, brings her to tears. So Joe and Al, who own that boutique, convene in the shop's lobby for a short discussion. This is a more formal way of saying Joe and Al meet in the shop's lobby, or where you first walk into the boutique and have a conversation. So they have a short discussion and they say, hey, you know, this is perfect on her. Let's make her day. Let's just give her a reduced price. And they come back, and which is really great, and they give her some great news. They're going to knock 205 pounds off the dress's price so she can now afford it. It's within her budget. I just wanted to, again, say convene just means meet together. Our meeting will convene at 2 o'clock p.m. this afternoon, you could say. And your lobby is just the entryway into a store. It could be the lobby of your apartment building. Maybe you have a doorman and some chairs for people to sit in and wait for people who come down from an apartment. We also have lobbies in churches. If you first walk in, there's a lobby. So anyway, they have a great discussion and decide to be really cool towards Karen and give her a reduced price or a discount on her dress.
Yep, they discuss this issue. They probably think, well, you know, if we give her a discount, we'll probably be losing profits, you know. We'll probably be paying a little bit extra money, but she's so excited about it. And
yeah.
If she wears it at her wedding, people will know about the dress and we'll have a little bit of publicity there. So,
sure.
So they go ahead and decide to give her the discount. They knock off 205 pounds off the dress. And that is inspiring, or does inspire even more tears from Karen. She's just flowing from the eyes there. She's so happy that this has happened.
Yeah.
And gratefully, Karen accepts their generous offer. If you're grateful, you are just very happy about something that someone has done for you, and you show gratitude, you recognize their favor, and you are very thankful to them. So gratefully, she accepts their generous offer. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. You'll never regret this decision. I will let everybody know of your kindness.
Yeah, I wanted to mention here, going back to knock off, we also use it as a slang phrase for saying you're going to go to bed early. I'm going to knock off a couple hours early, go to bed. Or maybe you're going to knock off from work a couple of hours early, leave early. But here it just means to take off 205 pounds from the price of the dress. So I can see why Karen's pretty grateful that Joe and Al were that generous. We're going to continue talking about another episode, guys. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看这个单元，我们要谈的是圆满婚纱店。换句话说，帮一些身材比较丰腴、比较圆满的人来找到他理想的梦幻婚纱。而这同时也是 TLC 频道上面一个新节目的内容。好，那就说到偶尔啊，可能会有一位顾客他走进这家店的时候，马上就选定某一件礼服，认为这件就是他第一眼看上就想穿的衣服。好， every once in a while， 注意这个片语，偶尔有很多的说法，有很多不同的片语，这是其中之一。如果你看到every now and then， 当然这还是代表偶尔。Once in a while, 没有 every, 也一样都代表偶尔。好，接下来继续看。我们今天看的这个例子，这个女主角呢就是 Karen。Karen falls in love with a dress at first sight。她就是这样的例子，第一眼看上就爱上这件礼服。好，不过呢我们往下看到knowing it will be the only dress for her。Knowing 这个地方它是一个分词，当然如果你要把结构再看一遍的话，它等于是 and knows. She tries it on and knows. 当然我们把 and 去掉，把后面这边变成修饰语，也就是一个分词构句的结构。好，接下来下面就说了，他喜欢的这件礼服很可惜的是比他自己原先设定的预算要来得贵。贵了多少呢？贵了200英镑。不过这个故事有很完美的结局，因为呢老板仔细的想过之后，他们有讨论之后，就决定 帮他降了205英镑，让 Karen 不但掉了眼泪，而且很高兴地找到了他的理想婚纱。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about Curvy Bride's Boutique, which is in England, run by Joe and Al. And, of course, they have lots of women coming in there looking for plus-size wedding gowns. And we talked in the first part of today's program about Karen, who falls in love with a dress at first sight, but it's too expensive for her. It's over her budget, but the owners of the boutique decide to give her a break.And they give her a discount so she can afford the dress. And, of course, Karen is very grateful to their generosity. Now, on another episode, another program in this series, Joe and Al are doing a final fitting for Tracy, who is getting married in 4 weeks. So, of course, when you have an article of clothing made for you, you need to have a fitting. Many years ago, I went to Hong Kong to have a suit made because I thought I was going to have a career in business or something. So I went and had a suit made for me. But first of all, you need to go in and have your measurements taken. Then you come back maybe a day later and they give you the first fitting. They take the clothes, they put it on you, and they make some adjustments. Well, this is probably still too big. This is a little tight here. And then you come back again maybe for a second fitting. It depends on how, you know, how close you want the garment to fit you. But in this particular case, this is the final fitting, the last time that she's trying the dress on to make sure everything fits just right.
Yeah, they'll often do fittings at bridal shops or bridal boutiques. The dress wasn't made from scratch or, you know, from material up for you. These dresses are pre-made, but they want the dress to fit exact. And so they'll have you come in and they'll alter, that's the word we use, alter the dress to fit you and your size exactly, and that's a fitting. You'll often have a couple fittings. Sometimes brides are dieting before they get married, and they may have lost weight between the first fitting and the final fitting. These brides probably aren't on diets because they're pretty large girls, but you'll still go in for a fitting because you want it to look like it was made for you and only you. Like Tom said, there are a lot of fittings. Hong Kong's famous for making suits, custom-made suits is what we'd call those. And you have to go and have that suit fitted to you so it's exact. So Tracy's going in for a final fitting. Her marriage is in 4 weeks. Her wedding's in 4 weeks. Far from the traditional bride, Tracy has gone in a much different direction with her wedding dress. Tom asked me before we started the show if I'd seen wedding dresses that were different colors. I have seen red. I've even seen a black dress on a fashion show that was a wedding dress, which I thought was weird. But, you know, everyone's different, and some people like to be very unique. They like to have a dress that looks like no other dress. Far from means they're anything but a traditional bride. They're very different from a traditional bride, and that's Tracy. She wants to have something that is so different from the usual ivory or white wedding dress.
Indeed. So as it says here in the next sentence, she wants to stand out on her wedding day. That does not mean that she's sitting down and then she has to stand up so everybody can see her. No, that phrase is stand up. This phrase here is stand out, which means you want to be noticed. You want people to see you. So she wants to stand out. If you're maybe like 7 feet tall and you're walking down the street, you're going to stand out. Everyone's going to notice you. Wow, that guy's really tall. He really stands out.
Well, Tom, you're quite tall. I think you stand out here in Taiwan.
A little bit, but there are quite a few people who are taller than me. I'm 190 centimeters tall, but hey, there's lots of tall local guys here who are taller than that, and I've even seen some local ladies who are taller than I. In any case, so yes, most of the time I stand out in a crowd, and here, Karen wants to stand out on her wedding day. What bride doesn't? Of course, they all want to be noticed, and she knows an ivory white dress just won't cut it. Here, cut it means that it's not going to do what it's meant to do. It's not going to be enough. Cut it.
It's not successful. It doesn't accomplish what you want. It's very slang, right? Yeah, that just isn't going to cut it. That's not going to be good enough, is what you're saying, right? So I use that phrase quite often. Yeah, that's just not going to cut it. Maybe you are looking for a particular item. Tom used an example of a guitar, and he goes to a guitar shop, but none of their guitars really are going to cut it for him. They're not good enough. Well, she doesn't want the traditional dress, so she's brought along her friend Tina to the final fitting so that she can get an honest opinion from her friend. Hopefully your friends are honest with you, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to be completely honest if your friend, maybe her feelings will be hurt. But Tracy has brought along Tina knowing she'll be very honest and give her opinion on her bold dress choice. If something's bold, it's definitely not subtle. It's very strong. Bold colors would be like a dark red or a bright green. A bold dress choice here would be a strapless cherry red dress, which is very different from the ivory or white. So it's strapless, which is also quite noticeable. It stands out, especially on a plus size girl, because she'll look very va-va-va-voom, which means she has a lot of curves. So she's got a bold dress choice that her friend Tina is going to give her opinion on.
That's right, because she has chosen such a loud dress with that bright red color. Maybe she thinks that's too much, a little overboard. So what do you think, Tina? Is this too much? Am I overdoing it here with this bold dress choice? All it takes is one glimpse of Tracy in her strapless cherry red dress, and Tina knows there could be no other. It suits Tracy perfectly. So Tina thinks, nope, it's not going too far. It's not too bold. That's just right. All it takes is just one glimpse. A glimpse is just one look at something.
Yeah.
Take a glimpse of this. Take a look at this. Sometimes we say, catch a glimpse of something. I caught a glimpse of a friend in the crowd, but he walked away too fast, and I couldn't say hello. But here, she just has one glimpse of Tracy wearing that dress, and she knows it's the perfect choice. It suits her perfectly. Yes, you made the right decision.
Cool. So 4 weeks later, Tracy's new husband, Malcolm, can't help but agree. He totally agrees with that. So in our last paragraph, we've got from picky plus-size fiancés to last-minute emergencies. There are plenty more tales or stories of romance jitters and wedding dress wonders to see on this show. If you're picky, it's hard to please you. You only like a certain amount of things. There are picky eaters in my family. My sister has a daughter who will only eat five things, like cheese, she'll drink milk, she likes mac and cheese, she likes black beans for some reason, and chips. She's a very picky eater. Here we've got picky plus-size fiancés. A fiancé here with two E's is a woman who's engaged to be married. If you take away one of those E's, a fiancé is a man engaged to be married. So notice the way it's spelled. So these women who come in, these prospective brides who are engaged, they can be pretty picky. They want exactly what they want, and it's hard to please them. But you've also got some last-minute emergencies on the show. Maybe someone comes in for a final fitting, and she's lost too much weight, or she's gained too much weight, and it's not working out. Lots of emergencies happen on these shows, things that you didn't expect, that you've got to handle very quickly. quickly or, you know, a disaster will occur. Those happen on those shows. Those are fun, though, to watch, those last-minute emergencies.
And there are plenty more tales or stories of romance, you know, love, jitters, people being nervous, and wedding dress wonders to see on TLC's Curvy Brides Boutique. Live the fairy tale for yourself this January. So, hey, it's January right now. If you're into this sort of thing, if you're planning a wedding and you are a little bit on the heavy side, hey, this show might give you some ideas. We wish you the best of luck. That's all for us for today. But right now we're going to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
继续我们往下看。那当然这个节目还有不同的情况。在另外一集里面哦，看到了一集节目的集用的中文是集，英文是 episode。On another episode, 在另外一集节目里面我们看到的是另外一个情形。原来呢，哎，有一个新娘子，这个新娘子叫 Tracy, 那她是再过四个礼拜要结婚了。她有一点比较不同的是什么呢？是她想要的婚纱非常不一样。好，我们看到非常不一样与什么大不相同，这个片语 far from 当然原来就是代表距离遥远，不过我们也常用来表示很不同的是怎样，很不同于一般正常的情形。那说到这边它的不同，其实是因为他穿的礼服的颜色，他认为可能没办法跟其他新娘一样穿象牙白的颜色，她喜欢的不是白色的婚纱礼服。好，那怎么办呢？所以她就找了她的朋友 Tina 跟她一起来。啊，为什么要找她？她的目的在这里有一个 so that。 我们知道 so that 就是代表目的，为了达成后面这个目的，她找了 Tina 来，就是为了她可以 get an honest opinion on her bold dress choice. 换句话说，她希望有一个人老老实实告诉她她的选择是怎么样，给她最好的、最真实的建议，因为她的选择的确不同于一般的新娘子。接下来 ,all it takes is, 注意到这个结构哦，因为你用 all 开头 ,all it takes,这个其实是整个子句当主词，而也因为你是把整个子句当主词，你的动词要用单数动词，所以你看到的是 is。 好，这边当然我们知道它的选择，不过我们再往下读，我们看到哎，这个选择是不是也是他先生新婚先生的选择呢？的确，他说他的先生啊 can't help but agree, can't help but, 这个句型我们常常提出来讲，因为他的后面所接的句构是一个原形动词。有时候你看到 can't help, 这个 can't help也代表忍不住就要怎样，那个忍不住的感觉，但是 can't help 后面就会写 V-I-N-G, 特别注意，而这个地方 can't help but 是加原形动词。 OK, 如果大家有兴趣的话，今天介绍的内容就是 TLC 旅游生活频道里面的圆满婚纱店这个节目，大家可以不妨看一看。谢谢大家，今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.